It's a treat for local theatergoers to see a Broadway musical shortly after its New York run. It's especially lucky when the four critically acclaimed original leads reprise their roles here. Such is the case of 2014's If Then, with New York stars Idina Menzel, LaChance, Anthony Rapp, and James Schneider intact. If Then was written for Menzel. It's a none-too-dynamic biographical view of Menzel's own life challenges hidden in a lightly veiled story about Elizabeth and urban planner. Tom Kitt's score is filled with several soaring solo songs that allow Menzel to show off her many musical gifts, but there are no distinguished tunes. The book scenes let her work her acting chops. On opening night at ASU Gamage, a large contingency of Menzel's fans cheered so much on her entrance that the performance was stopped until the star, struggling with Gamage's miserable acoustics, screamed out her dialogue to get the show started again. Menzel deserves the praise she's received for her if-then role that tries to balance the character's professional life with her romantic needs and her parental desires while exploring the consequences of her actions. Elizabeth is a stereotypical contemporary opportunist who tackles several challenges and spends the second act questioning what she's done. Surrounding Menzel are the other three original performers. LaChance plays her close friend Kate, a self-assured confidant. Anthony Rapp is her gay pal Lucas, whom Elizabeth sets up with David, whom Lucas marries. James Schneider's Josh, the final original Broadway star, is the man Elizabeth marries. Unfortunately, Brian Yorkey's book meanders in telling the straightforward story, including an extraneous second-act scene where a plane Elizabeth is flying on crashes, signaling audiences that Elizabeth values the lives around her. The show has already told us this, so it wastes time but gives Menzel another big song moment. Without Menzel's star power, If Then is a nothing musical with an oft-repeated message that earns 3 stars out of 5 only because of Menzel. The show continues through Sunday. On top of the weak musical, the usual Gamage problems plague If Then. Gamage Acoustics just received $1 million in improvements, but much of If Then's dialogue was incomprehensible. Fine-tuning is necessary to really fix Gamage's miserable sound. And why doesn't Gamage honor its stated 7:30 performance starting time? The opening performance was delayed 15 minutes, and even with the late curtain, Gamage still allows late patrons to scramble for seats after the curtain rises, annoying on-time audiences. If Gamage wants to be the local Broadway house, why aren't Broadway rules that shows start on time and make latecomers wait until the intermission to be seated enforced? For KBAQ, I'm theater critic Chris Curcio.